Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. It is Food for Thought Friday. Love to share a few things that God has spoke to me, whether it's through reading my Bible, through a devotional book I'm reading along with my Bible, or maybe it's something that I listened to or heard on a podcast, or something I've seen on social media. Maybe it's through a conversation with a friend. I just love how God loves to speak to his kids, and then just as the Holy Spirit prompts me, I love sharing it with you on Food for Thought Friday. And the original name came from my dad, who used to sometimes, when he was giving me wisdom about something, a lot of times I wasn't even aware about it at the exact moment, but he had just a gift of sharing something, and then he would say, just food for thought, and then he would immediately change the subject, like, what time does Kentucky play tonight? Or, son, do you know what the weather's supposed to be like this week? And then later on, as I was driving home, or later throughout the week, we had a conversation. I thought, oh, that's what he meant by food for thought. But I want to share something. I saw this thing on social media. It said the three C's of life: choices, chances, and changes. Choices, chances, and changes. It says, you know, you must make a choice to take a chance, or your life will never change. You must make a choice to take a chance, or your life will never change. You know, I'm thankful that I've taken some chances, but I had to make a choice to do that. Unfortunately, I've missed out on some other opportunities because I wasn't willing to take a chance. And, you know, friends, it's so important to look and see where God might be working. And but, you know, the Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. And it's so, so important. And yet, here's what I know. It's easy to get in ruts and routines, and I think I've shared this recently, but I feel like I'm supposed to share it again. John Maxwell, who's had a lot of impact on me, I've read a lot of his books. He says, you'll never change your life until you change something that you do daily. The secret of your success is found in your daily routine. So I want to ask you right now, what's your daily routine look like? I hope first and foremost it starts with spending some time with Jesus, friends. You're like, well, come on, Greg, you're in ministry for over 20 years. You should say that. But no, friends, I learned that about 10 years before I got into ministry, when I was challenged by a guy. I just said, hey, man, turn off ESPN in the morning when you get up and have that first cup of coffee and sit down with your Bible or maybe a good devotional book and spend some time with Jesus and get your heart and mind right for the day. And, you know, it starts right there. If that's not part of your daily routine, friends, I got to be honest with you, you're starting off wrong. And I'm thankful some people use Hope Is Here. And that's definitely, it's better not doing anything, but I also really want to encourage you to get in God's Word. Because, friends, that is our life manual. It's the guidebook for navigating our way through this crazy world that we live in, friends. And I got to remind you, there's a lot of things that happen on this side of heaven that I don't understand. And the reason is, this is not our home, friends. This is just a dress rehearsal preparing us for heaven. And it's getting our character right. And, you know, man, I can get guilty of just wanting to be in things that are comfortable. And yet God's like, hey, I want to mold you into the image of my one and only Son, Jesus Christ. And I'm a lot more interested in your character than your comfort. And so, friends, I know sometimes we've got to change the way we look at things. And we need to just also look at our routine. And maybe it's like, you know, hey, I need to start drinking more water. So much more healthy for me. I read something a few years ago about, you know, as much as I love having a couple of cups of black coffee in the morning, that you should drink at least one glass of water before you have that first cup of coffee in the morning. And I've been doing that most every morning and just trying to get hydrated before I start my coffee. And so there's little things that we can choose in our daily routine to change it, that can change things for the better. It doesn't have to be big things necessarily, but it could be small things. And so I don't know what the Holy Spirit prompted you when I said, hey, you know, what is it that you need to change in your daily routine to be closer to God and to be healthier mentally, emotionally, physically? But know that God wants to help you with that if you invite him to help look at your daily schedule. Maybe sit down with one other person and ask them for feedback. Because, friends, here's what I know. It can be a game changer. I'm thankful to have people in my life that do that for me. Psalm 118, verse 24 says, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Love that verse. My mom used to share that, come in the mornings and say that. And be honest with you, I didn't feel like rejoicing as a elementary age school kid and a middle school or junior high kid, as they used to call it back then. But you know what? That's a verse I know by heart because I had a precious mom that shared that. And yet, friends, we got to make a choice every day about that. Make no mistake about it. We have to make a choice to rejoice in that. I love this quote. It says, "A person who lives with gratitude finds joy in everyday life, knowing that happiness is not a destination, but a way of seeing the world." Oh, that's so good. I want to say it again. "A person who lives with gratitude finds joy in everyday life, knowing that happiness is not a destination, but a way of seeing the world." And friends, that is just so, so true. But we have to choose to have joy. And I love this acronym I heard a pastor share over 20 years ago. You know how to have joy? And he used the acronym J-O-Y, the word joy. Put Jesus first, others second, and yourself third. Then you will have joy. But the world kind of makes it more like upside down. Yourself, others, and then Jesus, right? And yet I want to encourage you to put Jesus first, others second, yourself third. I'm so thankful it says, you know, that the joy of the Lord shall be your strength. I love that verse. And yet we have to be intentional about that, to have joy. I love this quote I saw. My friend Jason Allison posted it. Joby Martin shared it in a sermon. He said, "Jesus used a borrowed tomb because he only needed it for the weekend." Friends, you got to laugh because life can be really, really hard, can it? And I'm so thankful that we can have a sense of humor and that Jesus did his first miracle at a wedding. And I think that's important for us to remember today. You know, we look at our health care, and, you know, health care is just not what happens at a doctor's office or in a hospital. Friends, health care happens in your nutrition, what you eat, your thoughts. Oh, your mental health, so big. Your relationships, the people that, you know, you surround yourself with, in your habits. And, man, it's easy to get in bad habits and just get out of practice. Some people after COVID just had a hard time going back to church because they got used to it. On Sundays, just watching at home in their pajamas and, you know, sweatpants. And I get that, friends. And yet at the same time, if you're able to go, you need to go worship in person. There's something about being in fellowship with other believers that helps grow us. It helps our mental health, our emotional health. And we need each other, friends. We really need each other. And our habits are so, so important to us, and especially our spiritual habits, and then looking at our physical habits and things that lead to really healthy mental and emotional health. But you really have to look at those four things: your nutrition, what you're eating, your thoughts, your relationships, and your habits. It is a big, big deal, friends, to do that. I want to share something. Benson Gregory, who is the general manager of Christian Radio here in Central Kentucky, he shared recently on his Facebook page. He said, "You know, I was listening to one of my dad's sermons yesterday, and something he said really struck me. You can't make a living thing grow. All you can do is remove anything that stands in the way of its growth, and it will grow naturally." That's so good. I want to share that again. You can't make a living thing grow. All you can do is remove anything that stands in the way of its growth, and it will grow naturally. He said that Benson Gregory went on to say, "This ties in perfectly into a Wednesday night Bible study I'm doing on spiritual discipline." He said, "We just finished a unit on the Sabbath where we talked about the importance of setting boundaries around our time. It's the same principle. Growth happens when we protect what matters and remove the things that hinder it." He said, "The more I reflect on this, the more I see it applying to every area of life, whether it's my health journey, mental well-being, parenting, or leadership. If you want something good to grow, you have to nurture it, protect it, and clear away anything that might harm or stunt its progress. Easier said than done, I know. But as G.I. Joe used to say, knowing is half the battle." And then I love the next thing Benson said. "You know, my dad's been gone 2 years and he's still teaching me new stuff." And man, I'm so thankful that I had a father, even though he didn't accept Jesus almost to the age of 50. He was transformed. He made some unwise, selfish decisions in his late 20s, you know, but, you know, man, he got it together and just did a great job. And once he accepted Jesus as his Lord and Savior in the last 24 years of his life, was just a transformed man. And so many of the things I share and I name this program after him, Food for Thought Friday, is all because of what he learned after being a follower of Jesus. One of the things he taught me, he just said, sometimes you just got to love people where they're at. Sometimes you just got to love people where they're at. A lot of you know I'm a big basketball fan, and you know, Rick Pitino did a great job coaching, and you know, he shared something and went viral on the video, and it just reminded me, because I was a basketball coach at Western Kentucky for 2 years and worked for one of his best friends, Ralph Willard. But I just feel like someone needs to hear this today. Coach Pitino said, "Don't you know what adversity is all about? It's the game of life, not just the game of basketball. You don't get down when things go wrong. You dig in, you get tougher. Your whole life is going to be adversity. Learn to deal with it." Well, I want to come alongside that. I think sometimes we run into adversity. Man, we just want to kind of hump up and, you know, get in a little ball and stay in the corner. And, man, the enemy loves to do that. And I've been there before, so I can say this from experience. But I also can say from learning the same thing that Rick Pitino shared, I learned that 30 years ago when I was assistant basketball coach at Western Kentucky University, that we shouldn't be surprised. We'll say in the Bible, it calls it storms, you know, or trials and tribulations. Jesus warned us, said, "Hey, in this world, you will have trials and tribulations, but take heart. I have overcome the world." And I'm so, so thankful for that, friends. We can do that during times of adversity. And we can learn to deal with it differently. We don't have to deal with the world does. And yet sometimes we have to make a choice to press through. And I've had to do it before with tears streaming down my cheeks, just not understanding why God allowed something to happen. And having been through that flood, bankruptcy, and divorce that I've talked about numerous times over the past 7 years, so I'm not going to go into detail about it. Man, things that helped me get through it was pressing through that adversity. But the big difference is that I know I can press through adversity physically, mentally, and emotionally, is because I know that Jesus is right there with me every step of the way. Amen. God promises in the Bible he will never leave us or forsake us. I love Philippians chapter 4, verse 13 says, "I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength." And I love how he loves to just talk to his kids. And God makes way when there seems to be no way. Can I get an amen on that? So, so powerful to see that happen and know that God will do, just help us and meet us exactly right where we're at. Want to make sure today that you know, you realize the importance of where God is working, what he wants to do in your life, and just ask him to be a part of your life. You know, just invite Jesus to say, "You know, Lord, I want to invite you to be a part of what I'm doing today." Before you go into meetings, whether they're ones that are, you know, are going to be fairly laid back or nothing, you know, too stressful, just invite Jesus and the Holy Spirit to be a part of it. I've gone to meetings before and I've gotten there early and there's three empty chairs and I just look and say, "God, the Father, I want to invite you to sit in that one. Jesus, I want to invite you to sit in that other chair. And Holy Spirit, I want to invite you to sit in that third chair." And I'm so thankful that Jesus promised the Comforter and a Counselor, which is the Holy Spirit. So that please take advantage of that benefit as a follower of Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time. But if you've been blessed by this program, I hope you'll share it with somebody else. Hope that you have a great weekend. Thanks for listening. Look forward to seeing you next Monday. My name's Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Sleep local with Mattress Overstock. Take your new mattress home today or have it delivered tomorrow from Kentucky's premier locally owned and operated mattress store chain. Select from the best brands available, find what you need, and get it quick. Sleep better starting as soon as tonight. Only the best mattresses at locally owned Mattress Overstock. With 5 locations in central Kentucky, find the location closest to you online at mattressoverstock.us. That's mattressoverstock.us.
Thousands of young people are dying from counterfeit prescription drugs laced with lethal doses of fentanyl.
Never take a pill unless it comes from your pharmacist. We lost my 18-year-old son, who had a very bright future ahead of him, and it was stolen.
Just one counterfeit pill laced with fentanyl can kill. Visit onepillkilled.org.
Onepillkilled.org.
Onepillkilled.org to learn more.
Life 99, WJMM FM Keene.
WJMM.